Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, all my friends. Thank you for being here. For the release of the new Barbie movie, a plastic surgeon in New York is offering a Malibu Barbie package. For $120,000, you get to choose 3 surgeries. What? Tummy tuck, implants. So you get 2 big ones, and then you also get 2 minor face surgeries.
Dang. Sounds like a deal.
It just feels like that'd be pain, a lot of pain after. Because surgeries are always painful because they're cutting into your body. It doesn't matter what part. But it just feels like that'd be a lot. Audience across the nation are ready for it. The summer of Barbie movie mania. I'm even on board. I want to go watch Barbie.
Yeah, me too.
It looks good.
Because it's funny. It's supposed to be funny. It's like an adult movie where Mike said that Barbie's at, right, Mike? She's like a Barbie, then all of a sudden she's out in the real world.
Yeah, she's trying to find her purpose as she comes out to the real world, leaves Barbie world.
So what about Ken? Is he really Ken?
There's a lot of different Kens, yes.
But Ryan Gosling, he's my only Ken.
He is the main Ken.
But is he looks like a real human.
Yeah.
So has he come out in real world too?
Yeah.
Wait, so he also got to leave Barbie world?
They leave together.
Got it. Yeah, that's a good looking dude. I'll be honest with you. Like I see him sometimes, I'm like, I mean, that's the guy. That dude right there is good looking.
Yeah.
You guys ever look at a dude and just be like, God dang.
No, I never have in my life. Never. No. Never.
I mean, I can acknowledge that they're good looking, but I don't look at them.
You never
like,
go,
God dang.
You're never like, God dang.
No.
Like,
I mean, Riley Green was kind of God dang.
See? Just, right. You're just like, not that you just like want to like make out with them or anything.
Yeah, because you don't want to do that.
But and, who knows? Maybe you do. But it's just like, God dang. It's a little bit like you're jealous, but you're in awe. And you're just like, oh, he got those parts I didn't get. Like something, you know, the. Like, it's like there's a certain amount to go around, and he got a lot of the stuff that I didn't. So yeah, now it's even again. Now you understand it's all even because all the stuff that I don't have, he has. And
wait, so what's it? Riley Green's come in before, but I don't remember this type of reaction from everyone.
Has he been here before?
Has he?
Long time.
Long time ago. So I don't know. Maybe he got more.
Or maybe I was God dang then too, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, maybe you know maybe it's been replaced by another God dang, and then that God dang, and replaced that God dang.
Oh, yeah.
I did see Johnny Depp one time fit like really close at a red carpet, and I was like, dang. God
you
dang.
Saw, you know who? Richard Marx. God dang. I was sitting next to him, and he's like almost 60, and I'm just looking at him going, God dang.
Yeah.
Like, what
pretty
a guy.
Pretty crazy.
You guys are weird.
You've never seen, never.
Just like the physical perfection of.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
No. A woman, yeah.
But never a dude, and you're like, God dang.
Nope. I just look at him like, wow, that's a tall human. Like, you see an athlete, like, dang, they're tall.
And then Mike Oppenheimer comes out this weekend, too, right?
That looks good.
Yeah.
And that is that the Manhattan Project?
Yeah, the creation of the atom bomb.
So, okay. Maybe not, then.
I think it's...
I think it is Manhattan Project.
Einstein's involved as well. He's in the movie.
Yeah.
Nuclear...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Atom. You atomic.
Say, yeah. Is it, do they specifically, because that was what they called it. It was secretive. Was he the guy?
Yeah, I don't think they're specifically saying the Manhattan Project. It's just the guy who created it and the testing of it.
I hope I'm even saying that right. Would you fact check that for me? Thanks. This show is 65% of me just freestyling and about 45% of Mike D fact checking my freestyles. all show long, every single day. Kids in, or men in their 30s, the Manhattan Project is one of the most transformative events of the 20th century. It ushered in the nuclear age with the development of the world's first atomic bombs. The building of atomic weapons began in 1942 in three secret communities across the nation. So, okay, so I was right about what it is. Mm-hmm. J. Robert Oppenheimer. He was recruited to work on the Manhattan Project in 1943 and was appointed as director of the project's Los Alamos laboratory. Okay.
And this is the little town that they built in the desert to test this bomb. And in New Mexico, right?
Was it New Mexico?
Yeah, I think so. And in the preview, they're like, are you telling me that we could blow up the whole world with this bomb? They're like, yeah, maybe. We don't know. Possibly. They still tried it.
I know. Don't you wonder how many times we've been like an inch away from not being a civilization?
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is probably one of those instances. There's probably been a few that we don't have any clue about. But
can you visit that hole still? Like, I'm sure there's a big hole in the ground, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh. Tell us after you see the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't the movie. Men in their 30s are getting vasectomies to live the dink life.
Dual income, no kids?
Correct. An Australian man got a vasectomy at 34 so he and his wife could lead a selfish life without children, which entails lots of naps and vacationing whenever they want. It's my chance to enjoy a carefree life. He and his wife, 25, are self-proclaimed dinks. Dual income, no kids. It's a growing contingent of couples who abstain from having kids as they feel it gives them more freedom, financial and otherwise. The major perk of the dink life, the ability to be spontaneous. That's from the New York Post. I mean, we're dinks, but that's not the plan forever. And we're not even the plan. It's not the plan. We're not like, hey, how'd you dink today? Good? Like, we're dual income, but we don't have any kids yet. But it's like, we will, but not on purpose. What if I just went home and was like, hey, look. Hey, babe, come here. Sit down, babe. All right, babe, let's have a talk.
Babe.
I got a vasectomy today. I didn't tell you.
Ooh.
That might be D.
What? Big D?
Big D.
Yeah.
That could.
She'd probably be like, good, because now I don't want kids with you anyway.
But you can reverse it. She'd probably just grab you by the ear and take it to the doctor.
Is it not as effective? It's not always 100%.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's like 30%.
Oh, wow.
That's it?
30?
Yeah, I think that's what they said.
How often would you say you think about food on a typical day? Every 10, like, 5 minutes?
All the time.
Constantly. 28% of Americans say at least once every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours?
Let me read you some of this. 10% say all the time.
Okay.
I'm not going to say all the time. 7% say once an hour. I'm easily in the 7%.
Yeah.
11% say every other hour. 8%, 6 to 12. Yeah, YouGov.com. I don't even care. But it's at least every hour.
But like on Fridays, it's like every minute for me. Because pizza Fridays, every Friday in my house. So I think about that pizza every single minute of the day.
The success rate of reversing a vasectomy. Lunchbox, where did you get your information that you just yelled out for no reason?
Scuba said that.
That we believed you.
Scuba said it.
He said 30%?
Yeah.
Are you blaming that? I didn't hear him say that.
When he got his, because you said it's always reversible. And he said, oh.
I'm going to check with him and see if that's the case. Okay. But
go ahead.
It just puts us in a bad spot. I just believed him. But
yeah, I did too.
60 to 95%.
95%?
Hey, Scuba Steve. He doesn't have headphones. Ray, don't tell him the answer. If you get your vasectomy reversed, what do you think the odds are that it works?
They said that it's 30% or less.
Thank you.
Okay, so Lunchbox just said that out loud. And we were like, why would you say that? That's not true.
Yeah, and there's even like smaller percentage.
And then he blamed you. But the answer is 60 to 95%.
That's incorrect. I talked to a
I'm looking at the Cleveland Clinic, clevelandclinic.org.
What are you saying that percentage is?
What are the parameters?
Success rates are 60 to 95% for return of sperm in your ejaculate. Pregnancy is possible more than 50% of the time after reversal. However, success rates start to decline 15 years after a vasectomy.
Hold on, repeat that. What?
Okay. Depending on how many years have passed since your vasectomy, that's success rates are 60 to 95% for return of sperm in your ejaculate.
Right, so 60 to 90%.
I'm reading from clevelandclinic.org. This is medical.
But things are always changing, and they find out more.
It's internet. They can update it. They got a knock in a scroll. Ding, ding, ding.
And Scuba heard it from one guy.
Scuba, you heard it from one dude.
From one doctor who's very successful.
And then you went home and like injured yourself immediately.
Well, it's my fault I did that. But they do say that once the factory shuts, and also your key point is how many years post-vasectomy is a huge factor. Like, if I were to do it right now, probably a high rate. But if I waited 5 years, much lower rate.
Well, you didn't say any of that. You just threw a blanket 30 out there. And then
30 is like the blanket number.
Then your little puppet over here said the same thing.
No, 30% that it
Who are you calling
work?
A puppet, first of all? All I did was repeat facts that I was told.
You're a puppet.
No, he said everything I told him to say. That's awesome.
Okay.
He said something, and so then I put that in my knowledge bank, and when we brought the subject up, I accessed my knowledge bank and said, hey, I've heard that stat somewhere. Let
you
me
need
go
to make
ahead.
A new deposit into the knowledge bank. It's way more than that. And then, I'm just telling you. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks. Play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. And then I'm here at now arizona.urology.com, and actual pregnancy rates vary widely, all the way up to 70%.
You know what? I'll call a vasectomy dude today.
I don't want to do that bit.
I need some audio.
I don't want to do the bit. Yeah, I don't want to do that bit.
Well,
where you call somebody
I mean,
and goes, hey, if I get this thing reversed, let's say, and I do it with 10 ladies. How many of them get pregnant?
But he's got to use the scientific terminology. Well, sperm then another, and ejaculate.
And another factor, too, is the amount of pain that you go through by going back, the snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yeah, yeah, but we weren't talking about that.
Okay, gotcha. I missed the first part, sorry.
Yeah.
But can you guys apologize to me now? Because you, lunchbox, where'd you get that? You're just making things up.
Well.
No. There's
no
well.
If you just pass along misinformation, it's almost as if you just
I was
misinformed
told, no,
yourself.
No, he said from.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
No.
Yes. You laughed when it happened to her.
You went on a conspiracy theory. I went because Scuba said his doctor said it. So when a doctor says it, I believe
but
it.
But you don't even know the doctor said it. He
No, he said
it,
my doctor
you
said.
You guys basically telephone about ejaculate.
Oh I'm just like,
you're a puppet.
You're on Scuba Steve's knee.
Eddie, I wouldn't even start with being a puppet.
Hey,
no,
you are the puppet of all puppets.
No, now you are.
Scuba Steve's hand is in your butthole, and he's moving your mouth like this. Ah, no, no, 30%.
There we go.
And that's a parrot. You're a parrot too, apparently. All right, a California man left paralyzed after a police traffic stop gets. I'm all off.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
I don't know.
Lunchbox, you're not a puppet.
Oh, I'm not worried about it, Amy.
Okay.
Scuba told me to say
why
that.
Why do you comfort him when he makes fun of you all the time?
Why do you feel bad for him?
Hey, why did you just puppet what Bobby said? Bobby said that and you said the exact same thing. Don't be a puppet.
I'm not the same way about it.
I can't agree with someone.
That's a reaction.
I was trying to avoid this with about to go.
No, no, no.
You started this.
He like, well, fraud.
I know, but I don't have to. Just because someone treats me one way doesn't mean I have to treat them back that way.
You're right. You're right. I got to learn that. I got to learn that. Because, like, with Lunchbox, you can't win. And I always try to argue with him, and it just doesn't work.
Well, the thing is, he will take you. He will be mean, say, insult your body, your face, your everything. And then all of a sudden, if you send back, you get, like, half a listener's like, why are you so mean to Lunchbox?
Right. You go down to his level. And then you become
so
him.
So what are you supposed to do?
Nothing, dude. Just take it. I'm a puppet. Just
but it's like he's just down there biting my shin for like 3 days in a row. Can I not kick him off?
Scuba and I were talking about this when we were skydiving. Like, dude, you just can't win that conversation. It's crazy. Like,
why are you?
So wait, Scuba said it too?
Wait, y'all were talking about him?
We were talking about you.
I mean, which one is it? So did he say it first?
But this is not an argument if you're having they're having a conversation and they're talking about it.
Scuba, do you remember the conversation?
This is on the drive back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I vaguely remember, yeah.
Oh my gosh, who else did y'all talk about?
No, we're talking about Lunchbox.
They just go down the roster and they're like, well, let's talk about
it. Hey, I'm glad I'm in their head when I'm not around.
Oh, always thinking about me.
Always thinking about me.
Always top of mind.
Hey, what's
always.
That saying?
I'm a puppet, so I'm always thinking about you.
What you say about me says more about you.
Oh boy, I don't know what that means.
Than it does me.
Dissect that.
What's that saying? Hurt people.
Hurt people.
Oh, hurt
now,
people.
Now get it. Get it. See, what you say about me says more about you than it does me.
But how about I'm rubber, you're glue?
Whatever you say. Yeah, that's a good one. I remember that.
Remember that one?
I remember that. Okay. That's a good one. I forgot all about that one.
Or what's the one?
Sticks and stones.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, that's good too. Mm-hmm. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Glad to see y'all agree.
They'll never hurt me.
A boy's head has been reattached in Israel after internal decapitation.
That's crazy.
Do what?
Internal?
What does that mean?
The surgery involves fusing the skull and spinal column together using rods, screws, plates, and often bone grafts. Doctors have reattached a boy's head to his body after he suffered an internal decapitation from a car accident.
Oh.
This 12-year-old was hit by a car riding his bike. The base of the skull on top of his spine became detached from his body.
But, like, I think the skin was still in.
Yeah, so the head's not off, but inside it's this.
Internal decapitation.
Oh my God.
And it still works?
The surgery, which is only possible if major blood vessels are still able to flow to the brain.
Ugh. Wow.
It's crazy that that chopped, but the other didn't. It must have been just the exact right amount of pressure to not go. But they fused the skull. I'm looking at him. Kid looks good for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He's been discharged from the hospital with no neurological or sensory problems and is still being monitored through aftercare.
Golly, I would be so, careful. Like, every little thing I did, I'd be, like, so nervous that
my head
was going to fall off.
Don't call at him, like, if you're behind him. Like, you don't want to hurt
scare him.
Right. Yeah.
There's a no scaring role for little Timmy.
No sudden movements. Golly.
In China, high-tech urinals are popping up in shopping malls. These pee pots feature displays that give those relieving themselves the option of receiving an analysis of their pee while they do it for $22. Supposedly, these urinals have sensors that can detect markers for things like calcium, glucose, protein, a bunch of other words. I don't know. Other health markers. But there's what if it's like Elizabeth?
A Theranos. That's what I was thinking. Theranos.
They can do it from just a little bit of pee, but they're making it all up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's from the Bastille Post. If that's true, then that's pretty cool. $22, but you only do it once every 3 months or something. You know, every time you pee.
My cat's cat litter turns certain colors depending on what's going on with her.
Is that like a mood ring? They just make it up?
I've wondered that because it's like
you can't prove it. What's going on
if it's green, if it's yellow, if it's red, it means something.
Red means bad stuff, right?
No, it doesn't mean that there's actual blood. But the litter turns pinkish reddish.
Got it.
You called 911?
I did.
I thought that was his thing. Why are you trying to steal his
bit? No, no, no. What?
It's a bit. I'm trying to save lives is now a bit.
So if I see an emergency, I can't call 911?
Hey, puppet.
Dude, it was crazy.
What happened?
We were driving back from Kentucky.
When you're talking about Lunchbox?
Yeah. Well, this might have been right before we were talking about your Lunchbox. And so we're driving back. Scuba's driving. And Abby's in the back seat. And we see, like, a big explosion. Like, boom! In the middle of the highway. And we're like, what was that?
In the middle of the road?
Yes. Like, right over the lanes. Like, boom! It's like a big surge. Electrical surge. Turns out there's a construction company going and doing stuff on the side of the road. I think they cut the power line above the highway, the interstate, and it was pop, and the live wire landed on the interstate.
Oh,
and so we hadn't gotten to the live wire yet, and Scuba just hits the brakes like, oh, no. we can't go over the live wire. Like, are we going to get electrocuted? Because it was pop, live wire laying right in front of
us. And you were going, you were going to go over it if you didn't stop?
We were going 70 miles per hour. And Scuba just hits the brakes. We slow down, and he's like, do I go over it? Do I go over it? I'm like, dude, we're going too fast. We're going to have to go over it. And we go over it. Nothing happened. I guess because we have rubber tires. But we're thinking like...
I still would have been a little freaked out about that. Could you not swerve to the other lane?
No, so there's barriers on both sides. And the car in front of me, I saw it drop down. At first, I looked up, and I was like, wow, that's a really weird-looking rainbow in the sky. And then I realized, oh, my God, that's a power line. And all four of them split, hit the ground, almost hit the car in front of us. This all happened in like 2 seconds. And then I'm like, okay, that car is going to break. I need to go to my right. Look to my right. There's no cars there. So I go to the right. I can't get all the way to the right, so I have to stay in the lane. But then I see where the power lines have, like, fallen from the other lines where it's like...
It was still
on the ground, like hopping around like almost like a lizard's tail. And then I saw it sitting there. I was like, okay, I need to get as far as I can over it so that we don't hit where the power is. I need to roll over like the conduit. So I roll over the conduit around 55 miles per hour, and I look back. And we were fine.
You lived.
We lived, yeah.
Unless this is the afterlife and you guys died and this is now heaven.
I've been thinking about all that for last week.
It can't be. This is too much like my regular life.
Oh, was that heaven though? Did you finally get to the place in your regular life?
Yeah, there's no way this is heaven.
Uh-huh. I would have wondered too what was up. Like, should I drive? So what'd you call 911 for? Just tell them?
To let people, let her know, like, hey, I don't know, the construction people are going to try to touch the wire or what. They could all die. So just do something about it.
That's how you left it? Do something about it, then you hung up?
Well, I didn't tell him to do something about it, but I was like, you know, this is happening.
Down. Yeah.
Heads up.
That's good. I think you should call for that.
Yeah.
I think you're now the champion 911 caller of the whole show.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Man, it feels good to be a hero.
Wow, champion 911 guy.
Here we go.
What?
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Isn't it interesting how quickly our brains process things? Like Scuba talking about that in like 2 seconds just makes me think of, like, I was driving into work today and I saw something in the road and I thought, am I going to have to swerve? Not. And then I was able to see that it was soft and it wouldn't do any damage if I went over it. But all of that whole decision was made in like just the blink of an eye of like me seeing an eye object, knowing, oh, that's soft. I can drive over it. But it's like, how
I still can't spell restaurant.
Right.
It's tough.
You know?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We can do all that, but it's like T A R T R A.
All the things our brains are doing all the time. It's
E J A C U L A T I O.
Stop.
Scientific.
I know what that is.
Scientific.
Yeah.
Just doing words that we've talked about so far here. I have a couple things here that I want to mention that people have said to me that I made a note before we left. Abby wants to say kudos to producer Eddie. I don't remember what this was about.
Why?
But I wrote this down. I don't know.
Oh, I know what it's about.
Abby?
So dumb.
You know what it's about. What? Say it then.
It's about our prep sheet.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that
it's
actually
not?
Wasn't that at all.
Oh, okay, good.
No,
go
this
ahead.
Is based on the video that you did, like the skydiving video.
Oh, okay, good. Keep
when
talking.
We were driving back.
Keep talking.
Oh, I'll get to the other one. No, but so... They took a lot of video of us, right? Probably like 10 minutes or so. And his job was to cut it down into like 2 minutes. And he did all of this in about 5 minutes on the way back in the car. I was very impressed. Because like people, like Lunchbox is always making fun of him. Like, oh, I don't know what he does. I'm like, that's what he does. He's a good video producer.
Thank you, Abby.
But it only took 5 minutes.
Thank you, Abby. That's my point. He says he's so busy. It took him 5 minutes. Thank you, Abby. That was my point.
Do you think that's the only video I did?
I have no idea.
That's not the only video I do.
So, that's what she talked about.
What's really cool about this, though, Bones, is that I worked for news for, like, I don't know, 10 years before.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what trained me to do this job quicker.
Like, in a car, too.
Oh, my gosh. When you do the news, they're like, all right, go shoot that scene, and we need it on air in the next 30 minutes. And you're like, oh, I go over there, shoot, like, 10 shots, put it together. Okay, it's done. And, like, that's, like, video boot camp, which was awesome. I hated it, though. It was too fast of a life.
Kudos. What was the other thing about the prep sheet?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
You want me to say?
Oh, it was the opposite. It wasn't kudos.
It wasn't kudos.
Wait, do you know what it is, Abby? Yeah, I do know what it is.
What is it?
We talked about it.
What?
On the trip. So you know how everybody turns in news stories and they do like nice organized bullet points? Love it. Well, the only one that doesn't do that is Lunch or Eddie.
No, you said it was us too.
Well, Lunchbox does it better than you.
Oh, well, then I'm the worst.
Say. Yeah, he just puts like the title of the article, like the headline, and then he puts the website, and then he does one bullet. And I'm like... Thank you so much. So I have to go back in and look at the article and get all the important parts.
You go and edit Eddie's news?
Well, yeah, because he only puts one bullet. Like, it's like the guy, you know, got...
Hey,
she's
whatever.
Saying if she's printing.
I give you the teaser.
Oh, wait, if you're printing, not on the sheet.
Right, but I put that on the sheet. Like, what you guys put on the prep sheet, you know, I put it over into a document in bullet points so that it's easily read.
Got it. So but what would you like Eddie to do?
No, I'm already doing it. Sherry told me.
Okay, and then is Lunchbox still hijacking the sheet and going
above
everybody?
Oh, he skips a line. I don't know. I haven't noticed. He always goes at the top.
You're supposed to go in order, and then Lunchbox just jumps ahead of everybody and gets to the top.
He cuts in line.
You guys don't have a problem with it? Hey, I don't have a problem with it. Showbiz, baby.
Well, I don't care about it.
Did you stop doing that?
No.
Oh, because I hadn't noticed for a little bit.
Hey, if that really bothers you, you guys got a lot of things.
No,
in your
no.
Life you
the
need
thing
to worry
is
about.
Is you're supposed to, and sometimes there's a lot in there, so you do miss something, and you may post it twice. But the thing is, you're supposed to go see what's been posted,
sometimes
and not
the same story is posted three times.
Yes, and
so we do the news. That's where I get most of the news from. I'll go look at stories, then I'll grab your guys' stories, and then we'll do the news at 8 or 9 Eastern.
Right.
If you skip in line, then you don't have to look at what anybody else posted because
everybody else looks like they stole from you.
Exactly.
So I always thought you guys stole Lunchbox's material. I'll be honest with you.
This is why
I was like,
it.
Why don't they look at Lunchbox's stuff? He's already put this down twice.
He's so smart.
He guided reads the news, though, so I always thought he posted this and you guys didn't look at his stuff, and so you also copied it.
Yeah. Not the case.
No.
All right. Another thing. I only have two of these things left from last week. Can Bobby give Lunchbox some business advice? I have no idea what this is.
Oh, yeah. Got a meeting this week, and it's at 2:30. Does that mean we are eating or we're not eating?
Not eating at 2:30. What's the meeting?
Ray and I got a meeting with someone about sore loser stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
Coaches Convention 3.
Like sponsor?
Yeah.
Where is the meeting?
It's at is it a private club? Is that what you consider it, Ray?
Private club. Yeah, you have to have a membership.
What's
to
the
it?
Club?
Soho House.
Yeah, so like it's at 2:30. So like,
that's not lunch, but you could probably. I mean, no, I wouldn't. I would eat lunch before you go.
Okay, yeah, so definitely. I don't go in there with an appetite.
No,
an appetite.
Yeah,
no.
like
not
ooh,
full.
Yeah, we're about to.
You'd have a big appetite if that were the case, because you didn't eat lunch at all, and you go in at 3. You're just like, I'll eat it. I'll have that and that and that.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I just didn't know. Like,
nah,
you assume
lunch.
That we're eating lunch.
You can maybe get appetizers. I've been in. I go in there sometimes. It's easy. You just I'd probably get like some chips and queso. You could do that. But okay. It's not going to be a lunch.
Okay.
There's also a pool. Do we bring our bathing suit?
That's a great point.
Yes.
Well, is your meeting right. out by the pool?
I don't know.
I just
know.
Said at Soho House.
Hey, yes. Show up in your bathing suit. Don't bring it. No. Show up in it.
Bring your pool bag.
Hey, good for you guys. Is this a real one or is this like the one you made up last time where it was a business deal and it turns out it was a company happy hour?
Well, that one I messed up. I misunderstood the email, but no, that's a real deal.
And someone's thinking about spending some money with you guys?
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
They're the ones that scheduled it at Soho?
Yeah.
Well, not them. They're not members.
I don't have members.
I don't know if they had a buddy that had a buddy.
I don't think you can. I don't know how it works.
How does that place work?
You can, like.
You just pay a membership fee.
Oh. And then you can't eat there unless you're a member?
Correct. You can't get in unless you're a member.
Whoa.
I'm not a member. I have a lot of friends that are members, and I just go eat with them. Or sometimes I'll have work events, and they're like, hey, you want to go to. There's a lot. I mean.
Interesting.
That's the only thing I've ever done is actual work
there. Things.
They have a gym
there.
Oh, okay.
Not invited
like
me to the pool.
A country club with no golf club. They say not a country club. That's like their thing, but it is. But yeah, it's nice. I've been to a couple of charity events there, but I don't have a membership. So, but my friends do. That's all that matters. Like a boat. You need a front of the boat more than you need a, yeah. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. You guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Is there a reason this is counting down, Mike? Is this for me?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mike's telling me my mom's going
to
blow
up. I'm like, what's about to happen?
Final thing from Morgan. I was running videos for Eddie while he was out, and I've never seen... Oh, yeah.
What? Tell, is this another one about me?
It is not.
Okay.
But Morgan took over your job whenever you went to jump out of the plane.
Yeah.
Morgan, what happened?
Yeah, so I was watching... You watch everybody on the screen and how they interact. In Lunchbox, every time he would say something funny, he would turn and look at the screen to see his own reaction. Like, he was getting an ego boost from watching himself say jokes.
Yeah, you can see this. I've seen it before.
What?
And even when you watch some of our videos online, look at him when he's getting excited and saying something funny. He looks to the left. Yeah. It's the screen that he's looking at.
He's looking at himself on screen.
Yes, yep. Yes, yes.
What do you think about that, Lunch?
I have no idea even how to look at myself. I don't know if the camera's on me half the time.
But you have the screen. You have the monitor right there.
But I don't know on any screen. There's like five different windows. I have no idea which one is the one that the camera is on.
I don't think you're looking to see if you're on. You're just looking at yourself.
Yeah.
Or I just look to see if I'm in frame, or I have no idea if I do it. Glance over
in frame.
Get out of here.
I still don't even know which camera he uses to, like.
I'm not kidding. It was every time he made a joke too. It was on purpose.
Maybe you could make a highlight reel of this because I don't. Like, if you have footage, could you gather multiple examples
of him looking at himself?
Yeah.
Sure.
But also, yeah, just do that.
Sure,
yeah,
we can do that. I'd love to see it.
All right, that's it.
That's great.
Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. All right, bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.